Hi, I'm Ann Zelda.
And I'm me.
And I'm returning guest Jake.
And you're listening to Ann Zelda and Me and the Bachelor and the Bachelorette.
With Chief Copywriter.
Chief
Writer.
CC.
And Director of Advertising, Uncle Floyd.
The CC and DA.
And I'm going to come out, wait one second, come out with new ads. And if you, corporate America, like it, you too can become part of our broadcast for a measly couple of dollars to be
if
negotiated.
If there's one thing I know about our fan base, it's that it's corporate America. That's definitely the truth.
Those are the people that are listening to our podcast.
Yeah, we have Chief Copywriter over here and Director of Advertising, Uncle Floyd.
And right. Every week I'll come out with a new ad and a new product.
That's right. And we also have with us today Jake, who's a returning guest.
Hello.
You are no longer a bachelor virgin.
Or a real life virgin.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. Who knows, really?
Maybe you're a born again virgin.
Anything you want to tell?
A born again virgin. What is a born again virgin?
Well, when you get a dry spell for a long time.
A born again virgin's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wait.
I thought it was born again Christian, but I didn't know about born again virgin.
I don't know anything about born again Christians, but I know that if you get a dry spell for a long time.
What is the dry spell like? How long does that to be? A year?
Yeah, I don't know. Could be more. Could be
less.
Yeah,
wait. Yeah.
How do you become?
Yeah,
you're turning the clock back. You're born again.
You're born. If you hit a dry spell, you become
a born again virgin.
That's so good.
What religion is that?
Virginism.
The religion of toxic masculinity.
The virgin. Virginism.
Yeah, virginism.
Actually, it's called being celibate.
Yeah, that's it. Incel. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, Jake, you're back. You're an incel. You're a virgin. You're celibate. You're all those things.
All those things and more.
And welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
You still haven't connected me to Nicole?
Oh, Nicole's hot. She's the woman of the hour.
She's the hot commodity right now.
All of a sudden, everybody wants her.
I know. And you know what? Guess who wanted her first? And guess who promised they would connect me?
Right.
And guess who's silent now? Like he said, he said if we talk about it on the podcast, he would go silent.
If you want to come third time, hook Dylan up.
Dude, you got to. All right. You want to jump into the show?
Nicole, if you're out there, Jake is here. He has a lot that he's sorry for. But we've got a lineup up here of guys who want you, so.
No, my God.
If none of those work out on Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay, let me put a disclaimer here. I think Nicole is a great girl. She's very nice. And
we were
lightly acquainted in college.
You said that you guys almost got married.
I never said this. And,
did you have an affair with her?
I did not have an affair with her.
How about with her mother?
Wait, hold on.
What?
Wait, you had an affair with her, so you were married in college?
Nothing, none of this happened. She's a very nice girl.
Did she dump you for another girl?
No, we never.
Never dump skied you.
Nothing happened. We were just friendly, but I barely knew her. And but she's a really nice girl.
Sounds like it was a pretty mutual
breakup. All the guys think the same as you.
Sounds like it was a mutual breakup. All right, guys. Look, I'm gonna take this away. We have a bag of pretzels here. I'm taking this away. You can't eat it in front of the mic.
Nobody cares. I bet all the people that are listening are eating right now anyway.
Yeah, but they're not listening to themselves. All right, whatever. I'm not explaining this. All right. So Demi and Derek, right? Starts off with them. How's the show start off? It starts off with like this Blake and Hannah and Dylan again, right?
I'm so glad they didn't focus on that tonight because last night
too.
Was so over the top with them and so boring.
It was so much. It was so intense. You know, Jake was at my house last night. We were live tweeting. And yes, it was just like, Dylan, Blake, Hannah, Dylan, Blake, Hannah, Dylan, Blake, Hannah. I tweeted today.
More like Blake and Hannah, Blake and Hannah, Blake and Hannah.
Blake, yeah, basically. What I was saying today is like, it's so annoying to watch them because then everybody else gets wrapped up in their drama.
Right, right.
So you literally, like, you don't, nobody else has relationships that are developing or anything like that, or you're not getting to see it because all we have to fucking watch is Blake, Dylan, and Hannah.
I can't stand watching Blake and Hannah. I mean, both of them are just phony players, and I don't believe either one of them.
Uncle Floyd, you okay?
I have a little
cough. You got a cough. All right, he's dealing with his cough. All right, but yeah. So I mean, especially with Blake and Hannah, it's like they kind of deserve each other, right? They're both players.
That's right. I agree. Let them walk off into the sunset together.
Like, it's so, and I hate it because everyone keeps focusing on for a while everybody was like focusing really hard on like on Blake and like, oh, Blake is such a playboy, blah blah blah, and like, oh, now he's going for this girl, now he's going for that girl, now he's doing this, now he's doing that. What about Hannah G?
She's the same.
Hannah's literally doing the same exact thing.
She's a playgirl.
She's a playgirl.
Right.
Uncle Floyd is the playboy of the Upper West Side. Hannah G is the playgirl
of
the island of Mexico.
Right.
Please don't say that.
Mexico's a country.
And Zelda, she gets a little upset when she realizes that women are crazed for me. Especially with my long hair.
Get upset with it's that. True. I'm married to someone who's delusional.
Uncle
completely
Floyd,
delusional.
Uncle Floyd's been growing out his hair, and it looks fly as hell.
Yeah.
It looks fresh.
Everybody loves it.
Dude,
he bought new glasses tonight. Wait till you see him in the new glasses.
Get the hell out.
He looks like an Italian movie director.
What is that? Just Martin Scorsese?
Yeah.
So he looks like Martin Scorsese. He kind of looks like Steven Spielberg right now.
Right.
Just like without the glasses.
Truthfully, years ago, I used to walk around and people thought I was Steven Spielberg.
I really like how, like, when Uncle Floyd puts something on and looks different, he really just looks like a different director.
That's why I married him. I wanted a Hollywood director.
You want him to direct a relationship. I understand.
Right.
I understand. You want someone that's more assertive, like Nicole.
More directed.
Nicole, Jake.
Right. That's right. You're
getting
also silent.
Getting
tonight.
Quiet again. All right. Wait, what were we talking about?
But I think you can relate to Demi and who's...
And Derek? Why? Dude, Jake is just not talking tonight. Because we literally...
Why don't we have somebody who can't talk?
Well,
have a speech impediment.
He said if we brought up, like, his relationship past, he would just go silent. So literally anything...
His sexual relationship.
You go mute.
He said if we brought up literally anything interesting on this podcast, he would just go silent. And, you know, Jake doesn't disappoint.
No, he's a man of his word.
He's silent for sure right now.
What kind of a guest are you?
Just ridiculing the guests.
Really?
All right.
We have to wake them up.
Yeah, we got to wake them up. All right, guys. So what? So we got a. We're sick of the whole Blake, Dylan, and Hannah G thing, then we get some of the Demi and the Derek thing. Things are like kind of going strong there.
Yeah.
Demi's like going around being
she comes out.
She's like, I'm fluid. I like guys. I like girls.
Right.
Like there is something that I want to talk about that a little bit later with.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so there's like that whole thing. And then we see a little bit of Cam.
Cam. Oh, Cam's pathetic.
Wait.
He's pathetic. Oh, poor Cam.
The guy walking on the
beach. I don't understand why he thinks he's going to find a girl on national TV.
What do they say? Oh, like ABC stands for like...
Anyone but Cam.
Anyone but Cam.
Devastating. I mean, the guy comes on national TV and he doesn't find love. And not only that, but I feel like when you're on the island and you're doing something like you're reciting this poem for the girl and everything's going well... Then suddenly, you know, they put the music in the background and they put her reaction shots and she's not happy about it. And then you have to go home.
Well,
it's sad.
It's sad.
It's tough.
You know, he just puts himself too much out there. Everybody likes a challenge. The people that are hard to get are more challenging and the other ones like them better. And he's not hard to get. He's a rollover puppy dog.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's that, you know, everybody has made such a joke out of Cam. It kind of sucks. Like,
He made a joke out of himself. He did it to himself.
That's true. But, you know
he said, ABC, ABC, ABC.
There's sometimes, like, when Jake... When Cam is just being, like, a normal person and not trying to be ABC Cam, let's call that his, like, TV persona. When he's just being a normal person, he's fine.
Yeah, but he's also pouting and sulking and lamenting and it's just not
he's way out of his
turn on personality.
He's like pretty out of his league right now.
He totally is.
Looks wise, do you mean?
Totally.
I mean, I think looks wise too, but honestly, like,
He has no game.
He has no game.
No game. No swagger.
No.
He has no game. I think we said this on the last podcast that, like, he... Like, what did you say that, like, he... Something about, like, Disney that, like... Like, the kind of girl that he would marry is the kind of girl that's, like, obsessed with Disney.
Who wants to get married in the castle in Disney World.
Yeah, right.
Something, like, weird like that. But I don't know. I kind of feel...
There are people like that.
I know. I kind of feel bad for him, like... It's just like...
I feel like he's barking up the wrong tree. There are millions of dating sites out there with millions of girls that are on his level that would like a guy like him. Why doesn't he go out and find one?
Also, they're bringing him on... Like, they're literally bringing him onto this show to make a joke out of
him. I think so,
yes. And it's sad because I agree with that. It's like, dude, you're not... Like, and especially when he first... Like, last week's episode, like, especially, like, when he first got on, it was like, oh, like... Like, he thinks that everybody's laughing with him and everybody's, like, there to be his friend and everybody's having a good time. But what's actually the case is everybody's laughing at him.
It's kind of cringy.
It's cringy to watch.
Right. Yeah, that's sad.
Right.
I think sad.
I think we should get a message out to the producers to not...
Put him to sleep.
Not make people the laughing stock. That's not what's getting people to watch. What's getting people to watch is, I guess, the ridiculous drama.
Yeah. No.
Or actually, people are getting to watch because of the love and the hookups. Not so much the drama and making fun of other people.
I don't know anyone that's watching because they like to make fun of Cam.
Yeah.
Like, it's just this kind of weird thing that's happening where they made him sort of like the jester. And it's like... It's just, I don't know, it's gross. Also, with, like, Nick, I remember, like, last week, like, Nick was, like, making fun of him and all that stuff.
Nick?
Exactly, Aunt Zelda.
Nick who?
Exactly. Nick came on the show, and he's like, I've been working out, I've been fasting, you know, I'm feeling pretty psyched.
Yes, the one
like,
with Sandy.
No one even remembers who he is now.
Right.
It's like, dude, like, good, like, fuck off.
Right,
right. I mean, like, he came on, like, super aggressively talking shit about Cam, and it's like, good, dude, like, fuck you. Like, at least Cam's trying. Like,
right.
Who the fuck have you talked to at all?
Sandy, he said.
Who the fuck is Sandy?
Not Sandy, Sydney.
Yeah, I was like,
sorry,
this
Sydney.
This dude's lying about the girls on the island. He's like, you know, I'm talking to Sandy. She's on the other side of the island.
Sydney, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, and then the people, you know, after the show, they come home and, you know, you watch the show, obviously. So
it must be
kind of hurtful if
it's super
you didn't
hurtful.
Realize at the time what people were saying about you. It
yeah,
must,
right.
It's tough to deal
Dude,
with.
Dude, 100%.
Well, you know what? I think he's being paid to be on the show either, so what does he care?
Well, yeah, that's true. Also,
but you care about, you know, you're on national television.
So he could say, yeah, that was the part I had to play.
I guess
so. This is a cast.
This
is a cast, and they're actors, and one plays the shit disturber,
like all that shit.
Demi.
Yeah.
And,
dude, Demi and Jordan, what a fucking team.
And also that new guy, Christian.
Christian, but, okay, when Demi and Jordan got together and were just, like, talking shit to everybody, that was so good.
I
would watch a show of just that.
Right.
Which, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they made that show.
That's
such a good duo.
Yeah.
That's so good. Okay, so then we have, like, the whole Cam thing's happening. Dean comes back.
Dean's mustache is fantastic. This guy is awesome.
It's awesome, or he's awesome.
Both. And I feel like, you know, it'd be so hard outside of The Bachelor to find a girl who's
like
willing
that.
To put up with not just the mustache, but also, you know, the van.
Lack of employment.
He's unemployed. He's in a van.
He doesn't have a shower.
It's one thing to be unemployed, but it's another thing to really resign, you know.
It takes balls to come on The Bachelor and be like, yeah, like, I live in a van.
Yeah. But he's that.
I shower, and he says in lakes and rivers. Right. Gym sometimes.
Yeah. So it's basically living my dream from when I was like 16.
Right. Like, oh, I'm just going to get a van and I'm just going to,
I'm
going
to get a van. I'm going to just travel around to all the national parks, shower in the lakes, and then I'm going to go on a TV show and date like the hottest girl.
And make money.
Yeah.
And make money.
Yeah, dude,
she was Miss North Carolina or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and she's kissing him on national television and he was just living in a van.
Dude, is anybody like Kaylin is so annoying.
Do you feel like that's not fair? Yeah, you have an apartment, a job, and you're not kissing Miss North Carolina.
No. Listen, I've had my fair share of unemployment, okay?
but you're finally employed.
Look, if there's one thing I know about dating girls is that they love a man who's unemployed. Do they ever?
You have experience like that?
They really like when they go, yeah, do you want to go to a bar? And you go, actually, I was thinking we could just take a walk around the park. They really like that.
Yeah, I think you should use Dylan.
There's a water fountain in the park. You can drink out of that.
Wait, can I tell an embarrassing story?
Yes.
One summer, my ex, I was dating my ex, kind of. It was at the beginning of our relationship. We were like seeing each other, and I was in New York City. I think I might have like lived at your guys' apartment for a little bit. I was like 19 or 20. No, I was like 21. I think
you lived here.
Yes, I lived here. Or maybe I was 20. And
did
it was like,
us?
Yes.
The same amount he paid us when he lived the second time here.
Yeah, look, guys.
Raise your rent.
If there's one thing I know about living with your aunt and uncle, it's they love when you're unemployed.
We were happy the day you moved out.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was like kind of like seeing her. She came and visited me in New York. Or maybe she was just here. I forget what it is. But I had no money at the time, like no money. And I was literally doing, like scientific studies for money.
Research studies,
yeah,
right?
I was doing research studies for money and they were paying me in like Visa gift cards, like $50 at a time. I was taste testing chemicals.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so fucked? I was taste testing chemicals. I went 3 times. And then on the 3rd time, I put something in my mouth and it tasted like I put in my mouth 1,000 pennies. And I was like, okay, I'm done.
Very copperish.
Yeah, it's very copperish. I was like, okay, I'm done with this. I'm not coming back.
Was it dangerous?
Did they give you
I don't
money?
Know, man. I'm still alive. You're but still like, alive. Who knows? I do sometimes get like a blister in the back of my mouth.
And you think it's because of that?
Dude, well, I never noticed it before that. And then after that happened, I noticed like every couple months. I tell Julie which part did I tell her?
The blister in the mouth?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I also tested chemicals on my body. But I wasn't stupid enough to put it in my mouth. I'm blaming myself. Only a moron would do that. I mean, pardon the expression. But.
Pardon the expression.
Sorry to offend you, but grow up, boy. So what I did.
Grow up, boy?
Yeah. So what I did.
Grow up, boy.
I worked for a soap company.
Yeah.
And the idea was to.
The deodorant thing. You told me about it.
And what happened?
You used to make people smell your armpits. And you still do. Martin Scorsese.
And I got money for it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there was no mouth contact that could possibly destroy my brain cells.
Yeah, you know, looking back, it was definitely not a good move.
Do your parents know about this?
I think so. But also, so I used
so
this.
So anyway, she came
so
here.
So she came here. All I had was like these Visa gift cards. I think I had to ask my dad at one point, like in front of her, if I could borrow money.
Did he say yes?
Yeah, he said yes.
How much?
Probably like $100 or something.
Ooh.
I was so embarrassed.
The same father that I know?
Yeah, my brother?
Yeah.
He said yes?
Yeah.
Whoa. It's amazing.
Oh, God.
He's really changed a lot.
Oh, God.
A full 100, he didn't try to say 65, 70.
No. He's trying to fucking barter me down. Fucking.
He asked for a watch or anything? Is
he doing? Collateral.
Yeah, he's like, you owe me. He said, you owe me. Oh, God. I'm in freaking.
Did you ever
idiot.
Pay him out?
No.
Uh-oh.
No, Uncle Floyd. You know, I'm gonna have to cut out that whole segment now that you reminded him that I have to pay him back. I have to cut out that whole part. Okay.
Kids are not supposed to pay their parents back.
All right. No. Also, I wanted to say this thing. I think Dean looks like Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, he wishes.
Yeah, I can see it.
You can see that?
No,
I'm gonna have to do a face to face.
No way.
Yes way.
Matthew McConaughey is much better looking.
No, but Matthew McConaughey in like Dazed and Confused or whatever the fuck that movie was, where he has like that mustache and he's like, all right.
I don't remember that.
Okay, but he does. Okay, fine. All right, fine.
I don't even think I saw that.
Let's move on. Oh, wait. Actually, I also want to say Kaylin's a freaking... I think Kaylin's weird. Kaylin just complains that nobody... Like, first she's complaining all about Blake, and then she's like, oh, like, I really like Dean. And it's like, dude, like, pull your shit together.
Why do you say that?
Because she's all over the place. She's, like, crying all the time.
Yeah, she's got a lot of tears.
It's wild.
A lot of people do there.
So Christian comes on. And he's like ruffling feathers. This dude.
Yeah, he's mixing it up.
Clay is so huge.
Yes,
Clay
is
fucking enormous.
He's the biggest person.
You have very bad judgment to mess with Clay.
To fuck with Clay, right?
As
are you
little
insane?
As Christian.
Yeah. It's bad for your health.
Right.
To mess with Clay.
Also, who the hell is Christian? Christian was on one episode of Becca's season, got kicked off night one after not talking, then was on the men's tell-all. And, like, apparently, like, made a commotion, and so they put him on this?
Yeah, and Jordan said he shouldn't have worn sneakers.
Paradellis or something?
No, he should wear espadrilles.
Espadrilles, yeah. What the fuck did I say? Paradellis? What are espadrilles?
Oh, they're shoes that have, like, hemp around the bottom.
Oh.
They're, you know, casual kind
so
of
why
shoes.
So why did he yell that at him? Was he making fun of him? Or?
Yeah, he says he's not, and he also, Jordan said, he's not even a model. Like, whoa, that's terrible. He's not a model.
Dude, I like how Jordan handled that situation later where they end up, like, fighting and stuff. Just because, all right, I have a suspicion that Jordan is not actually here to, like,
I think Jordan,
hook up with someone. He's,
I think Jordan is there to disturb
to ruffle feathers.
Right,
he
right.
got invited on, and they were probably like, hey, we're going to pay you double
right.
if you come on and just fuck shit up.
That's because right.
who says you want me to destroy that pinata, and they say no, and then he goes, I'm gonna destroy that dude's pinata. Like, this dude did not bother Jordan at all. Goes up to the pinata,
he says Clay's
it.
My friend.
That's bullshit.
That's what he said.
Clay would never have Jordan do that.
No. Clay,
that's crazy.
Clay equals.
Why are you laughing?
Clay equals class.
Why are you Clay
classy
equals class.
Clay.
Yeah, why are you
Clay
laughing?
Clay is classy.
Clay is class.
He is.
He's a good guy, it seems. And, yeah, but it's kind of weird. Like, the show really, really rewards people who really go crazy.
That's
whereas Clay, who's been simply a gentleman, it seems, it's like, oh, come on, I want to see some action.
Right.
You know? But it's like,
well,
he's been, like, a really good
that's
guy.
That's what Nicole said.
Yeah.
You know Nicole.
Jake, there's, like, this weird, there's this weird moment.
She's a very nice girl.
There's this weird moment where, like, when Christian and Clay were arguing over Nicole, you were getting, like visibly, like, really red and upset. And you said that's my girl. You said I think you
I did
said
not say that.
I think you said I was dating her before she
I
went
never
on the
said
show.
That. I never dated her.
I remember that. Dude, you that's
none some, of those occurred.
Is she the one that converted
okay,
her
listen.
Sexuality after she dated you?
Oh boy. Jake's done talking. Jake's done talking.
You don't go on this show without talking. It's required.
Yeah, it's true. All right, guys, we got some ads.
Okay.
We got our sponsors, okay? All right, so Uncle Floyd, you could read this first one.
No, I have my own, so I don't want to embarrass you. But I am the copywriter.
Okay.
And I've created an ad of a product that's real. And I'll tell you, they're charging. I'm charging nothing to do it. Why? If you like the product, you can call us and let us know, and the manufacturer will become a regular on the show.
Okay, Uncle Floyd
a regular
has
sponsor.
Uncle Floyd has a packet that he's about to present. Literally, he has like 10 papers he's about
to
present.
Okay, but there's only one line in each one. Okay, so I'm just going to say this quickly because I know you've all been waiting for my creativity. This is called... It's called Himalayan Yak Dog Chews.
Now, what?
They're kind of like espadrilles.
Himalayan Yak Dog Chews. So, why do you buy it? They're natural. Now, what are they made of? Yak. Formulated without preservatives and derived from the ancient recipe of the Himalayas. Long-lasting treat. Now, chew size may vary, low odor, and all this good stuff. And you can order it from Dylan. Dylan will take orders. I want to let you know, it's $19.99. Limited time. So far, 5,000 people have bought it, and you too can call.
What are they?
Well, they do everything. They choose to prevent any kind of diseases and harm, odor from the mouth. Dogs love to chew it.
Odor.
Dogs love to chew it.
Odor from the mouth.
Right. I'll tell you, it's for that price, you can't beat it. Remember,
it has so many functions.
And if you at Yak Chews like my ad, I will put you on
permanently
at a moderate price.
Yak Chews or Yak Shoes? Okay, no, don't even answer. Don't even answer.
Are you making mocking my vocabulary?
No, I just don't. I just
you'll
can't
laugh.
Tell what you're saying. If you're saying
yeah, chews.
Chews, like something
choose
that you would eat.
With your teeth.
No, I thought it was shoes.
That's what I'm saying, is that it was
oh,
but
yak
he's saying it's chews.
No, yak.
Chews. Okay.
Chews. With the mouth.
We just have to get that right because it's the sponsor and they're paying us.
Yeah,
right.
I thought
so
it was
this
shoes.
One is on the house.
All right.
So, Yak Chews, if you like what I said, you too can call.
Chew a yak.
You can call Dylan and become a regular on our show.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Next sponsor.
All right. You're new at school. You just start a new job. You show up last to an island, decide you want to date the girl the strongest dude on the island is going after. What do all three of these scenarios have in common? You need bigger muscles and you need them fast. Fortunately, we've got just the thing, steroids. Steroids come in all different forms, but generally the right ones get the job done. Head to www.steroids.com and use code MUSCLEFLOID for 50% off. Excellent.
All right. Excellent.
That's for Christian.
That's for Christian. Christian needs steroids. There's no brand. It's just generic steroids at steroids.com. Oh, boy.
You could use what A-Rod used.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, wait. What do you... Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could. He could.
It got him J-Lo.
It's true.
Whatever.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Do we have a third one?
Yes, we do.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah, you go ahead.
You're cast in a reality show and want to come on really strong to one of the other cast members before it starts. Do you A, do nothing, or B, fly to Birmingham to try and hook up with them? No, the answer is B. You fly to Birmingham, hands down. And now for a limited time, flights to Birmingham are 25% off. FlightsToBirmingham.net has all of your flights to Birmingham needs, you creep.
Well, as I tweeted, you have to really love someone to go to Birmingham for
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Because who would want to go
dude,
to Alabama?
That is a
no offense to Alabama.
That's a playboy move, right? It's like he's hooking up with Kaylin, he's hooking up with Christina. Flies to Birmingham.
At Stagecoach.
Flies
to something called Stagecoach.
This dude loves. Well, I was gonna say something lewd, crude. Yeah,
he's
lewd.
He's
pussy. I was saying this dude
Dylan.
Loves the pussy.
That is messed up,
dude. Yeah, he'll do anything for it. He fucking flew to Birmingham.
So
he is not
I think he's playing the game. You know,
he's
playing the game. It's called Bachelor in Paradise.
Right. What else is there?
Are you going to be a bachelor in paradise?
I've literally.
Or are you going to be a bachelor in paradise?
I've literally never seen a dude play the game so hard as Blake.
Yeah.
Like this
and
dude
all the
is
girls
like
him too.
This dude's making
not
moves.
Anymore.
This dude's making moves. So this is like something that I would do in like Catan or Risk, right? Like Settlers of Catan or something. Where it's like,
what is that?
It's like, you know you're going to play the game, so you start like playing head games with people like days out that you know that you're going to be playing the game with.
Uh-huh.
It's just a board game that
uh-huh.
I get way too competitive about.
Okay.
Yeah, you
right.
start forming alliances days out.
Oh. You're really serious about this.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, Settlers of Catan is life. But don't worry, Aunt Zelda, we can be in an alliance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, so it'll be like me and you. Uncle Floyd might be by himself because it seems like Jake will be with his girlfriend, Nicole.
You want to comment on that?
No, I would not.
Well, maybe you have a different Nicole.
Mm.
No, there is no Nicole.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Nicole.
I have a question. I have a question for you guys. So, Demi and Derek, right? Demi is hooking up with Derek. And she's in a little bit of a pickle because back home, she's seeing a girl. And she thinks that the pickle here is that she's torn between a guy and a girl and that people don't know that she's bisexual. And it's like, okay, cool. What I see as the pickle here, and I would like your comments on this, is the double standard Bachelor Nation is holding to these people. That Jed had
right.
a girlfriend right before he left back home, right? And everybody was like, fuck you, Jed. Like, Jed, you're the fucking worst. Why would you do this? You're a horrible person.
Right,
right.
Right?
And then Demi's on this show and she has a girlfriend. Not even I was dating her up until I left. She currently has a girlfriend. But instead, everybody's like, that's right, girl. That's right. Yes. Like, uh-huh. Like, you do you, girl. And it's like, what the fuck? What's that about? What's the double standard
the
bullshit?
Me Too movement. Power to the woman.
I have a question for our guest. What if your girlfriend were having a girlfriend on the side? Now you have to talk. You can't play this
song. Oh, we're not talking about Nicole.
We're not talking. We want to know.
Nicole,
this
is not about you.
Would it affect you? If she was stripping a girl?
Stupping. Yeah, if your girlfriend was stupping a girl, now I'm laughing at your vocabulary.
Well, I think that if your girlfriend was having sex with someone else, that might not be the best situation.
You mean girl or guy?
Yeah.
How about girl? Would that upset you more?
I would say, I don't know. I think... In either direction, if your girlfriend's cheating on you, you know, that's not a good situation to be in.
Oh, how PC of you.
Yeah, so, I don't know how I'd feel about that. If I had a girlfriend who's cheating on me with a girl.
Obviously, Derek doesn't care.
Yeah, no,
he's
for
going
sure.
for it. He wants to show
I mean,
that
I,
he's better than the girl.
I guess, like, what I'm saying is, like the way that I said that, it made it sound like it would be different if it was a girl as opposed to a guy, which, like, I don't feel. I think in general, like what Jake is saying, if somebody's cheating on you,
right.
someone's cheating on you.
Right.
Like, that's it, girl or guy.
Yeah.
Although she says, I'm confused, I'm figuring things out. I think she's figured things out already.
Well, guess who else was confused and figuring things out? Jed.
Oh, yeah, well.
And Pilot Peter. And every other guy who has come on this show and
right.
had a girlfriend right before he left.
Right, exactly.
Like, come on. Also, Demi is giving mad shit to Blake for, like, talking to every single girl on the island. Dude, Demi, you're literally dating two people at once right now.
Well,
at least
yeah.
Blake is, like, being like, I'm single. And Demi's like, I'm not single, but I'm also seeing other people.
Right.
And it's like, okay, what the fuck's going on? Explain yourself.
Well, all bets are off and BIP.
Bit.
You what? Wonder how Demi's girlfriend feels.
Yeah, I want to know how
I
Demi's girlfriend feels.
We might be finding out.
Tonight?
You never know.
No.
It's also, it shouldn't be a foregone conclusion that you know, women on the show or men on the show could theoretically hook up with each other.
Well, I think that that's the point of this show.
Yeah.
Is that the men and the women are going to hook up with each other. But what I'm saying is, like, why isn't there a gay bachelor?
There can be.
That's what I say.
If they have people on the show that... However, if they have people on the show that are bi, then, like, how would the rose ceremony work? Would they give five roses to girls and five roses to guys?
That
and then
would
it's like,
complicate
choose?
Things. I think they
it
have,
would complicate things.
I think they would have to skip the bi and go to the gay.
Would they have to decide at the beginning of, like, the week? It'd be like, they would tell them at the beginning of the week, like, these are the 10 people that are getting roses to give out, right? So then, like, everyone can, like, figure that out. Like, I don't know how that would work.
I think it would be too complicated.
Nothing's too complicated, Aunt Zelda.
Oh, well, I don't know.
It could get complex, but...
It could.
Look, if you have Himalayan yak shoes... or
shoes.
Shoes. Shoes are things you chew with the teeth.
Well, it really seems like we're missing out on an opportunity to also create Himalayan yak shoes.
Right, exactly. That's why I said espadrilles.
Which could be a better product.
Right. It seems like it's two ads in one.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be an interesting
show. Chewy shoes. That's why I thought you said dogs like them. Because dogs like to chew on shoes.
Yeah.
Well, interpret it the way you want.
All right. Okay, so going back to the show, right? So we got JPJ. We got John Paul Jones, right?
Oh, yeah. He's
John
in
Paul
love
Jones,
with Tayshia.
He's in love with Tayshia. When did that happen?
I don't know. Tayshia, right?
Yeah, Tayshia.
Yeah.
Since this scene, apparently.
Yeah, I guess since this scene, right? And all of a sudden, like, someone like JPJ is Tayshia's type, which, like, I can... Did the producers say, like, who said that? Demi? Demi must have said, like, the producers must have told Demi to be like, tell Tayshia who her type is. Tell her type is John Paul Jones. Then she's like, yeah, I guess he is.
Well, no, but Nicole also said, I could see you doing the whole cougar thing. And Tayshia said, being a cougar.
Dude, it's...
I guess she's older than
Yeah, she is. She's, like, I think, like, 32 or something like that.
I think
is, like, 26.
Tayshia, I think Tayshia might be 28.
Yeah.
No, Tayshia's older than
she's
that.
She's older than that.
I think she's in her... Oh, maybe you're right.
I don't know. I saw that. I don't know. But,
okay.
But either way...
But John Paul Jones is 24.
Yeah. You know what's amazing with the John Paul Jones thing is, like, he did this whole Shakespeare thing.
Yeah.
And
forgot.
Well, also forgot the words, by the way. And she's like, he's such an intellectual.
Right.
He forgot the
he
words.
He forgot the words.
He didn't, and there wasn't that many words. There was not that many words.
Well, I don't think that the IQ level of the people on BIP is that high.
Did
so maybe he's an intellectual for that
for
community.
The island. Did JPJ write that poem?
No,
and it was from Shakespeare.
It was from Shakespeare.
Yeah.
But so he does that, and then you see Tayshia's reaction. She's smiling. The music's there, and everything's good. But by the same token, when what's his name did it,
Cam.
When Cam did
Cam
it,
wrote his own.
He
poem.
Wrote his own poem. He knew all the words. Well, I mean, he was reading them, but
and they
it
made
came
him seem
from
like
the heart.
An idiot.
And he was an idiot. But the other guy, well, you know, he's so good looking, and he
it's
might
bullshit.
Not remember, might remember the words, but
right,
he's really
right,
hot.
Right.
So
well,
you know, Tayshia's all interested.
Yeah, you're right.
The looks really are
that.
All that matter on the island.
I think
looks
that's
are
all
like,
that matters. I mean,
looks are generally all that matters.
In general, right.
Well,
personality fades, but
looks
fade
forever.
Quicker.
Right.
No, looks are forever.
Oh, no, it's the other way around. Looks are forever.
Personality
I
fades, but
own.
Looks are forever.
That's why
but
I
looks
say
are
that the IQ level of these people in the island is not that high. And that's why Clay keeps saying, I'm developing really real feelings. How could he be developing
Blake?
Such real feelings? Clay.
Oh, Clay.
In such a short amount of time.
Clay seems kind of dumb, maybe. It might just be also the stereotype of, like, oh, like, I'm a jock and I'm, like, dumb kind of thing. But he seems like... Maybe he's just, like, mature, classy, quiet. Like a wise man says less,
maybe,
speaks more, something
maybe.
Like that.
It's hard for him.
You know who I really like is Mike.
Mike.
I think Mike really wants to
also,
find someone.
I really like how Mike was reaching out to Sydney. Like, Sydney's just, like, sitting duck right now.
Right.
No one's going after Sydney.
Right.
And it's like, why?
Right.
Also,
she's got
like,
the rose.
She's got the rose. Also, Sydney's, like, a New York City. Like, she was, like, a fucking dancer. Like,
uh-huh.
A Knicks dancer. It's like,
yeah.
Dude, you're hot.
Right.
So, like, you probably have, like, a smoking body, right?
Right.
Dude, Mike and Sydney.
There's not one
like,
person that doesn't have a smoking body on that BIP.
Yeah, they're all attractive people.
Yeah, that's
well,
that's fair.
We wouldn't want to watch a bunch of.
So I would love to honestly see a Bachelor in Paradise where it's just a bunch of schlubby,
yeah,
like just whatever.
They didn't hold it together.
Right. Everyone's kind of chunky and
right.
You know,
so what would you call that?
Instead of like watching them
work out,
instead of working out, they're all just like eating some chips or something.
Yodels.
I'm amazed they all keep it together because they all drink so much alcohol.
Yeah.
How do they
keep
in
shape?
But you don't
know enough they're watered down.
No, I don't think so.
I think the producers get them really drunk.
They're not
though.
Watered down. They're definitely not. Because the more alcohol, the more drama. But you see them working out. And according to Nick, he had been working out and fasting to prepare for.
You got to get into good
shape.
He wants to come on and show his guns.
And now he's not on camera at all.
The six pack, right?
So funny. All right, Nicole says to Clay, right? Nicole says to Clay, she wants somebody that's more aggressive. So, what do you think is the right amount of aggressive? And Jake, were you aggressive enough for Nicole?
Nicole and I were simply acquaintances, and there was nothing there as far as we were not romantic whatsoever.
You were not aggressive enough. She was a nice girl.
And that was it.
If you would have taken the bull by the horns, you might be with her today.
She is a very nice girl. We were just acquainted in college.
Do you think that Christian is too aggressive?
Yes.
I think he is. He's been on the show for a fucking day.
Girls like that, but...
Yeah, girls are into
that
kind of thing.
Not like that. He's literally like...
She liked it. She liked it. She was all over it. She said he reminded her of the guy she dated in Miami. Yep.
You know, I gotta say, the more I think about being on this show, like, the more we joke about it, and, you know, I think about it, and I'm like, I don't think I would survive a fucking day on this show. Like, literally, I would, like, go to talk to some girl. Some dude would be like, can I have a minute? And I'd be like, no. And he'd be like, no, I really need a minute. I'd be like, okay. I would not survive a fucking second on
this show. Wouldn't fight for the girl?
I don't think so. Like, I don't, like, I don't think I'm the kind of person that, like, fights for someone.
What is going to happen? Like,
Julie knows that.
For the right person. Zelda could straighten you out before the show. For the right person.
Yeah, right. No, I think about it where, like, these guys are making these, like, aggressive moves and, like, you know, they're all just, like, jacked.
Well, they're there to stay on the island.
Okay.
Maybe when they get kicked off, they don't get paid anymore.
So they're
really anxious about it and they want to stay.
I'm more of a Dean character. Like, I'm more of a Dean person where, like, I come on the show, I'm just like, hey, like...
Instead of the mustache, you have the nose ring.
I'm staying out of the... Yeah, exactly. Instead of the mustache, I have the nose ring. I'm staying out of the drama. I'm just like, yeah, like, this is what I like to do. All these guys are kind of, like, poking at each other and, like, talking shit to each other and, like, going after the same girls or whatever. And Dean's just like, hey, like, what's up? I'm Dean. Like, people think I'm cute. Like, yeah, I'm going to talk to this girl. And then, like, that's it. And it's like... Cool. There's like no, like that was the most elegant, like smooth, like fluid thing that I've ever seen.
Right. Well, she fell for it, and she likes the camping life.
I guess. Like he wasn't aggressive at all either. He was just like super, like kind of charming,
chill
and charming.
Yeah.
On a note about the camping life, I have been obsessed, and you guys should check this out, you listeners. this YouTube channel called Tiny Home.
Yes, I've seen
You've seen these?
I've seen it on HGTV.
It's fantastic. These people, they fix up
New
like
York
an old
City
school
apartments.
Bus.
Not even.
They
no,
fix
no,
up,
no,
no,
really
no.
tiny.
They
know,
fix up like a school bus or even smaller, and they just make it an apartment.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's got everything in it.
It's got everything in it. But the funny thing is, it's like you watch them take you through a tour of the tiny home, and you're like, wow, this is amazing. But then...
It's over in 30 seconds.
It's over, and then what are they doing the rest of the whole day? They have nothing going on.
Well,
they don't do anything. They're in nature, and then that's it.
Dude, I wonder about that, too. How do they make... They must have, like... Like, the people living in these tiny homes must have, like...
They have a side hustle.
They have side hustles. They have to have, like, work-from-home jobs or remote jobs or whatever it is. Like
work-from-home. Can you imagine living in that teeny house... and working in the teeny house.
Yeah, and that's your whole life.
And never getting out of the teeny house.
And then you have a, like, maybe there's like, what, like you have like your husband or wife who's with you in the teeny house. Oh, dude, that's the only person for miles? You're going to go nuts.
Dude, but imagine.
You're so mad at this person.
Imagine the jokes you can make if you don't work from home and you go into an office. Imagine the jokes you can make about like, people are like, yeah, I left my house today at 8:15. You're like, oh, really? I left my house today at 9. And I got to the office at 9.
Oh.
Because you're living in your van.
That's Floyd's commute.
Actually,
he goes, wakes up at 9, gets to the office at 9:02.
Actually, I live in the parking lot in my fucking tiny home.
Yeah.
It's just a van and I'm poor. Actually, what's it called? Matt Foley. Chris Farley had that character, Matt Foley, who lived in a van down by the river. Yeah, and really, that was just a tiny home.
Yeah.
It was a tiny home, yeah. But yeah, so Dean is just living in a tiny home. And
but most tiny homes have a shower. He doesn't even have a shower.
He does not have a shower. Living in a van is really rough. And I'm surprised he didn't have sort of the social capital to just, I don't know, move back in with his parents or something.
He didn't want it.
Who knows? Who knows what situation he's got?
He wants to see the National parks.
It is a cool thing to go travel and, you know, whatever, but it just might be a little bit tough.
Also, he has all that bachelor money, so, like,
right,
you know,
he's chilling.
Yeah,
right,
he's chilling. He's
right.
Kind of chilling. Like, he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Is it a lot they get paid?
Yeah, they get paid a lot, for sure. Especially, like, coming
because
back
they have to leave their jobs.
Yeah, they definitely get paid. Also,
really?
Then they get, like, a ton
of,
like...
Well, yeah. If
like,
they
Dean,
have 3 months, 4 months.
Dean probably has so many followers, too.
Right.
On, like, Instagram. Yeah, he's like living in a van and like traveling and stuff, but he's also an influencer, probably doing like a lot of traveling, influencing,
right.
And like
so
that
you
kind
think
of shit.
People are giving him money to promote things?
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I haven't looked at his Instagram, but I would have to guess that he's probably
uh-huh.
doing like ads for like REI shit or like camping stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that'd be
that
my
makes
guess.
Sense.
Just
living
for
the
tiny home
life.
YouTube channel. Yeah, living that simple life.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't
that'd
see
be...
Kaylin as such a simple girl.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah,
she's very complicated.
I think she might like him for the BIP, but that's about it.
Yeah, she's so
not
complicated.
Long term.
Blake and I hooked up. He destroyed me. Blake's the worst person in the world. Oh, but you know, I've always been interested in Dean, and it's like what? Oh no, Dean just got here and he's talking to Christina. I'm gonna cry. Like what? Like what are you doing, Kaylin? Pull your shit together. So pissed about it. It's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. she talked too much about Blake. It's like she was mad at him and that he played her, but she never got over it.
Yeah.
She never got over it. She just kept talking about
it
on and on
and
on.
It. She just got played and she wanted, like, revenge.
Yeah.
That's it.
Was Caitlin a Jap?
A Jap? A Jap? You mean like a Jewish American princess?
Yeah.
We got to specify that because it's also a racist term.
I don't think she's a Jap.
No, he would know.
Jap?
This gentleman
also, for the listeners, Jap means Jewish American princess.
Caitlin or Nicole, you mean?
Nicole. I'm sorry. Was Nicole a Jap? I'm 72 and I don't even know the difference between women.
Well.
Wait, also, I want to specify that Jap means Jewish American princess in the way that we are talking about.
Right, right, of course.
We're not using it as a derogatory term
for Japanese. No.
Yes.
Well, was she?
So was she a Jewish American? Was she like...
Was she a
person? Was she, dude? Dude, Jake, fucking tell us
something.
I don't
think she's Jewish.
Stop being such a little jerk.
Because you know what? Before she went on the zip line yesterday, she gave herself the cross.
Oh, she's definitely not Jewish, but was she like, you know, like...
Was she a princess?
She's a very, very nice girl. I don't know.
What are you reading?
Oh, my God.
Did she hit up on girls or no?
Not to my knowledge.
But it's okay if she did.
Were you paying attention?
Dude, literally a woman messaged the Instagram today and said, I don't understand why everyone likes Nicole.
Oh, she's a nice girl.
She's a nice girl.
Just ask Jake.
She's a nice girl. And
Jake, can you answer that question? Why does everyone like Nicole?
She's a nice girl.
She's a nice girl.
Fuck off. Oh,
there's
my
nothing
God.
To dish. That's it. She's a good person.
She is. Remember
I'll tell
she
you.
Said
I'll tell
she...
you this about Nicole. I sincerely regret mentioning that I know her to you people. I sincerely regret it, and I shouldn't have done it.
We never forget.
I like being on this podcast, but I don't like talking about
anything.
So I messed up. I made a joke. I made a joke on Instagram. Like, it was something. It was something like Bachelor in Paradise posted something of like someone crying, I think, and Nicole made a post that said, it said, like, Alexa, play like some like sad song, and then like Derek made a joke under comment joke underneath that that said like Google, like Siri, like play like don't cry me a river, Argentina, or whatever it is, and then or don't cry for me, Argentina, and then I made a joke underneath that that said Jed, play Don't Cry a River, or no, fuck, Jed, play Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake, and one, it got more likes than Derek's joke, but two, Nicole liked it. Nicole liked it, and then
does she know you know Jake?
I don't. I think so. Yes, she does. Because listen, what happened? Then I screenshotted her liking it, and I put it in our story on Instagram, and I put the screenshot in the story, and I called out Jake, and I was like at like Jake's address or whatever, and then I said at Nicole. Liked this post. Now is your chance to introduce me to her, and she saw it.
Oh,
she saw the story.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, so she knows I know Jake. Jake, she knows, and now's the chance.
I couldn't be more embarrassed. I couldn't be more embarrassed.
You can be more embarrassed.
Yeah, yes, you can.
On the third time here, you will be.
Yeah, you can be more embarrassed.
You can. We're going light on you tonight.
Come back again. You'll see.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. I think we got to wrap it up.
Okay.
All right.
We're wrapping it up until next week when
yeah,
we have another
next week. Guys,
dip experience.
I'm going to Europe for 2 weeks. So
Where are you going?
I'm going to Croatia and I'm going to Paris. So the last 2 weeks of Bachelor in Paradise, I'm going to be in Europe.
Well, we're going to Florida.
Well, damn, okay. Well, there you go.
So Jake, you can run the show.
Yeah,
you
can run the show.
He's running the show.
I'll come here and I'll
use your connections to get Nicole on.
Sounds good. Nicole, can you imagine on the same show? We could double our listenership.
That's right. We'd have that's
all
of
Miami.
300 people would be listening.
And her girlfriend can be a guest also.
No, you're getting them confused. Oh, wait. I don't know what we're talking about.
We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about. Anyway, Himalayan yak chews. All right, guys.
Choose.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
Okay.
Jake, I'm sorry for putting you through this today.
Yeah, sorry, Jake.
I don't accept the apology at all.
Wait, sorry, not sorry.
This is why I didn't accept the apology.
But do you accept this rose?
Yeah, do you accept this rose, Jake?
I accept the rose.
Yeah!
We still have 100%.
This dude got two roses.
Yeah, really?
Two roses. Great.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll be back next week
Wednesday.
Yeah, well, we record Tuesday.
Okay. Bye. Good night.
Yeah.
Say good night.
Good night, folks.